Wayne versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. You know, before we get rocking and rolling and we start talking about everything like race, pimps, and everything else we'll be talking about tonight. Of course, the George Floyd trial. One of the themes of this show is we step outside the box and we teach you how to think and see things a little differently. And to do that, we're going to step back to 1958. And we're going to just take a quick sampling of an interview with Aldous Huxley, of course, who wrote the famous book 2 years earlier, I think. Brave New World was 1956. But he was interviewed by Mike Wallace, back when Mike Wallace was the man. Back when news was much more honest, in my opinion at least. Let's listen to Huxley and how this, what he said in 1958, is playing out today, especially today, with what is going on in Minneapolis. Let's do that first, and then we'll kick off here. Things on a midweek podcast. Let's go to the videotape. For you folks not on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, get on the stick. We got video.
Another force that is diminishing our freedoms.
Well, another force which I think is very strongly operative in this country is the force of what may be called over-organization. As technology becomes more and more complicated, it becomes necessary to have more and more elaborate organizations, more hierarchical organizations. And incidentally, the advance of technology has been accompanied by an advance in the science of organization. It's now possible to make organizations on a larger scale than was ever possible before. And so that you have more and more people living their lives out as subordinates in these hierarchical systems controlled by bureaucracies, either the bureaucracies of big business or the bureaucracies of big government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the devices that you were talking about, are there specific devices or methods of communication which diminish our freedoms in addition to overpopulation and over-organization?
Well, there are certainly devices which can be used in this way. I mean, let us take, after all, a piece of very recent and very painful history is the propaganda used by Hitler, which was incredibly effective. I mean, what were Hitler's methods? Hitler used terror on the one kind, brute force on the one hand, but he also used a very efficient form of propaganda, which he was using every modern device at that time. He didn't have TV, but he had the radio, which he used to the fullest extent, mm-hmm. and was able to impose his will on an immense mass of people. I mean, the Germans were a highly educated people.
Well, we're aware of all this, but how do you equate Hitler's use of propaganda with the way that propaganda, if you will, is used, let us say, here in the United States? Are you suggesting that there is a parallel?
Needless to say, it's not being used in this way now. But the point is, it seems to me, that there are methods at present available, methods superior in some respects to Hitler's method, which could be used in a bad situation. I mean, what I feel very strongly is that we mustn't be caught by surprise by our own advancing technology. This has happened again and again in history. Technology has advanced, and this changes social conditions. And suddenly people have found themselves in a situation which they didn't foresee and doing all sorts of things they didn't really want to do.
Well, now, what do you mean? Do you mean that we develop our television but we don't know how to use it correctly? Is that the point that you're making?
Well, at present, the television, I think, is being used quite harmlessly. It's being used, I think, I would feel it's being used too much to distract everybody all the time. But, I mean, imagine, which must be the situation in all communist countries, where the television, where it exists, is always saying the same thing the whole time, is always driving along. It's not creating a wide front of distraction, it's creating a one-pointed drumming in of a single idea all the time. It's obviously an immensely powerful instrument.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the potential misuse of the instrument.
Exactly. We have, after all technology is in itself morally neutral. These are just powers which can either be used well or ill. It's the same thing with atomic energy. We can either use it to blow ourselves up, or we can use it as a substitute for the coal and the oil which are running out.
Sometimes I bellyache about being 4 or 5 years ahead of the curve. This guy's like 63 years ahead of the curve. I better keep my mouth shut. This guy's a real pro. I mean, Huxley and of course, Orwell. They called it. They called it. They saw this. Talk about 60 plus years ago. Was it 63 years ago? You've seen this play out in front of your eyes. With mob driven. Later in that interview, Huxley talks about the mob mentality will eventually, the crowd, the organization, the crowd will eventually become more important than the individual in the United States. And boy, he hit that out of the park too. You may have a lot of different opinions on the former Minneapolis cop, Derek Chauvin, was found guilty on all charges in the George Floyd death. My God, hope I don't say his name wrong. I could be the next guy getting charged for this hive mind mob mentality. You know, when you're the guy running the prosecution is this idiot Keith Ellison, a crazed communist and dirtbag. Well, you can expect that the trial may not go the way of the cops. I've never seen a chief of police and a bunch of cops line up and rat out another cop. I've never seen that. Of course, the folks that are in law enforcement, and we'll get to that in a minute. The folks that are in, you know, we can talk about the news story. Who gives a shit about the news story? You can read that anywhere. And the jurors and all the facts. And so we'll just talk and do a little analysis for you guys. But you folks might think you're back in the USSR. I certainly think I am when it comes to the censorship I see every day. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we talked to some good people. And to be honest with you, I talked to journalists on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because for a long time I've been subscribing to what Edmund Burke is talking about. I don't think we have a... I don't think good people have an opportunity to worry about what political corral they're in if they're good people. We need to associate and unite against bad men who have combined, as Burke said. So we talked to folks all over. Anyway, back in the USSR, one of the things we're trying to avoid and bring people the truth, even though we had a little pirate radio, is basically what's happening now. The landscape has changed in independent media for truth tellers. Sure, people that can bullshit and lie to you are out in the open making a lot of money on TV and influencers on the internet, but they're not telling you the truth. You know why? Because if they were, they wouldn't be there doing that. They would have been thrown off. We had to pull back on Twitter, and we decided to change philosophies, and now we're on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And those people, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those people. So if you're listening to this on the arm, so to speak, on Spotify, etc., on Apple, it's simply because of those folks. And without them, wouldn't be doing this. Be doing something else. Probably be doing yard work. It was up to my wife. God bless her. Those folks are the cats meow. They're supporting us. They're helping us expand, helping us do a number of different things that we're doing behind the scenes. And we're not going to talk about until they're done, because why would we give the opposition a chance to put the skids on things that we're working on? No. You'll know about it when it's ready. But in all seriousness, they get access to the Pain in the Morning video, Pain After Dark video. And I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more times, maybe just before the week's over. The intelligence that goes back and forth on these platforms has reached the level of stunning. Stunning. And we did a Pain After Dark on Saturday. It's worth listening to, where I explain the intelligence on that network saved my ass. And it's very humbling to think that you start something to help people and they end up helping you in a big fucking way. There you go. 17 minutes in, we dropped the F-bomb. I might have already said it. Who knows? I'll say it again if I want to. It's my show. That's right. You're damn right. People out there criticize me for my language.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. These folks ended up helping me. And so you take a step back and say, wait a second. What is going on here? Well, what is going on is we have a lot of smart people. And it's really a blessing, because it's such a departure from... I was on Twitter a little bit today, and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. We did it for so long. You know, you forget when you're in the middle of something and you're doing something. You take a step back and say, wow, the people on here are kind of stupid. Not all of them, but the majority of the people on here are... They might be insane. So maybe I should step off of here before I end up like them. And so we're blessed to have these people on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And sign on, man. You're going to learn something. And if you have something to contribute, that's what we want to. We want smart people. We want people who want to learn. And it's even a bonus if somebody has something to teach other people and share. And even a know-it-all like me can... I'm kidding. I realize I don't know it all. You know, when I was at Citigroup, I went from intelligence into Fortune 50, I guess. I don't know what Citigroup is. It was Fortune 100, Fortune 50. And I was nervous, man. And I'm usually a cool customer. I went from journalism to Intel into Citi. I'm usually a pretty cool customer. But I knew that I didn't know anything about banking. I knew things about investigations and stuff. And I sat like a sponge until I learned. And then when I got my legs under me, I said, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this. I could be pretty good at this. And you continue to learn. I'm the same way pretty much with everything in life. I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything, but I know a lot of things. And if I don't know something, I have the common sense and the lack of ego to go find somebody who does know and have them tutor me or tutor the folks on Patreon that we have on Pain After Dark on many Saturday nights. Isn't that what it's all about? If you don't know what you're doing or you're not an expert in something or you know you have weaknesses, you address those by finding experts, etc. So we appreciate the folks on those platforms, and we invite you to come over, and we're only looking for a few smart people a day. That's it. And over time, we will build and continue to build a fantastic community that does great things and shares and has respect for each other. Sometimes things get a little heated. That's okay. But it's in a respectful manner. I would call it like 1990s internet, you know, before everybody thought they were a tough guy. Where they could threaten you for sharing your opinions and stuff. It's a good thing. I mean, it's better than good, to be honest with you. And the folks on there should be proud because of the way they conduct themselves. And I have very little input during the day because we're busy with this and we have a very small staff. These folks are rocking and rolling, and I don't interject too much. I read everything, and we take things and we run with them. And so, I mean, you know, you have to stick your head in to understand what's going on there. It's fantastic. And we're going to build on it. We're going to get our own platform off the ground and things like that. But everything takes time, and recent challenges we've had here in the last 3 weeks, you got to listen to last Saturday nights to understand everything. It's fucking unbelievable what has happened here, what we've had to go through because of these tyrants, these dystopian robots and puppets working for the uber rich, working for the haves, and making sure they keep the have nots under their shoe, literally, to squash folks like you and me. And it's truly incredible. It's a gauntlet. And I tell people what has happened recently so you can prevent against it as best as you can. And it's worth its weight in gold, believe me. So much feedback. I didn't even think about it too much. I just turned on the mic and we went on Saturday, and we got out late, and we had a hangout here where we were talking about a lot of different things, politics and things, with some folks and on Zoom, etc. And then I went into that. There was no prep. I just turned on the mic and just said, this is what's been going on. So I think it's worth listening to based on the feedback. Not from a couple people, from hundreds of people. It knocks you out when you start getting that kind of feedback. But it's good that folks are happy, and we'll keep bringing the heat, etc., and as long as we can. So thank you. Back to what I was saying real quick. The cops, you know, I was told a long time ago, they should get the hell out of Intel to begin with, because the folks that they were bringing in, the youngsters, were rats, turning into rats. And they would not help you out no matter what. If you got jammed up back then, folks used to have your back. I'm not defending Chauvin. I'm not defending Chauvin at all, okay? I just want to lay these things out because it's not a mob show, a mob mentality show driven by the cartel. We're asking you to step outside the box and look at some facts. And so we'll talk about that. But Ellison is a criminal himself, and so when he's running the operation as Attorney General from Minnesota, you can pretty much guess how things are going to go. And we'll play a little bit of Marty Robbins next. And I want to talk quickly about some thoughts from law enforcement folks that we spoke to today. I talked to a number of them, and federal law enforcement, and also guys we've had on this show, like Officer Tony and things like that, guys I've known almost my whole damn life. I saw something really interesting, and I usually don't take the bait and tune into these things. I just let them play out. But I said, you know what? I want a local flavor of what's going on. So we'll turn on some Minnesota news stations right before the verdict was announced around dinner time. And Eastern Standard Time. And they got caught with their pants down. Nah, we're not going to play that. We'll play a little Marty Robbins. They got caught with their pants down. They were talking to African-American activists, like a local guy in the street right after the verdict was announced. And they said, oh, you know, what do you think about it? And the guy said, well, you know, we need to, I mean, and they, and CBS put the wood to this guy. They cut him off fast. And the bobble-headed bleach blonde that was conducting the interview switched gears right away. Like, oh my, she can't say that. And it was live, right? And so some folks get it. Just like you do. He said, nothing's going to change. The verdict was bittersweet because nothing's going to change out here. And I said, oh, well, he's going to start bitching again about this, that, and the other thing. And then he knocked me on the floor. And I was just about to record it because I know, a couple minutes of what he said after this, but what he said before it was golden because I thought, well, maybe he'll say it again, but no, they cut away from him big time. I said that would have been golden because we looked for it. My crack squad was looking for it tonight and we couldn't find any side of it because what he said was nothing's going to change until we get rid of these mayors and these governors and these politicians who create these situations. And then we can all come together and maybe basically we'll have a chance. And I'm thinking, has that dude been listening to this show? And they're like, what were your media thoughts on the verdict? Not so general. And, you know, and he talked about it a little bit. And I said, man, they cut him off fast. You can't have any. That was a rare truth slip on network TV. And then the rest of it was mixed in with interviews of folks, mostly black folks, talking about how justice has been served and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, let's take a 30,000 foot view of this situation. How has your life been improved by this? You're still locked up in your house. You're still a chemical test guinea pig to the government. You're still financially strapped. We're in bad shape out here. So, what song is this? All right, we'll go with it. Little James Brown. We'll go with it. Fuck it. I was going to save this for Maxine Waters, but I think we have other James Brown. Revenge. Yeah, revenge.
A man. Got to get back. Need some get back.
Need some get back. Need some revenge. The best revenge is revenge through better living. Not some superficial bullshit. The verdict that really doesn't do anything specifically to your life. And what the guy said in the street was very prophetic. It really is. And I don't want to get too deep into it because we have a lot to cover tonight. And some of it has to do with that. But I want to set the stage since we talked and you listened from Huxley. Talking about manipulation. And the folks that are manipulating you are the politicians and the race pimps who are all there today, of course. And so when the race pimps are talking, some of the crowd gets fired up, you know. Yeah, 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 brother. And I'm thinking, these race pimps got a great scheme. They blow into town. They sow a little dividing, not a little, a lot of divide and conquer, and they make their money. Believe me, that's the only reason they're there, and the only reason Maxine Waters brings her wrinkled ass from D.C. there with her James Brown wig is to make money, and Guys like Sharpton were there, and they're probably thinking, Mad Max thinks she's going to cut in on our action. Her statements the last couple days about being in the street, etc. She's cut in on our action. This is our scene. Scram, sister. And so it kind of set the stage when I heard that guy talking about politicians. And I started to think, so I said, okay, we'll watch the rest of the news, the local news here for a little bit. I want to see what kind of flavor they have. And the flavor they had was, you know, we're happy. Folks are saying we're happy. Justice is served. And I'm thinking, you're still locked in your fucking house. They took, you're worried about George Floyd's rights. They took your civil rights away. They locked you up. You might as well be Chauvin, who's headed to county jail, and he's got sentencing in 8 weeks, so he'll probably do a good stretch, probably the rest of his life in state prison. But how is your life any better from this? And so the old divide and conquer game really is very powerful. And it's the politicians, and it's the fucking news media. When that guy started saying that, they cut him off right away. Now watch Fox. Fox was talking about, but they're talking about it from another standpoint. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you guys, as more of an injustice mob rule, etc. And that's an interesting viewpoint too. A lot of law enforcement have the same viewpoint, and we'll go into it in a little bit when you examine the facts. Of course, Fox doesn't do that. They bring on their fools. You know, the guys they always bring on, the girls they always bring on in situations like this, who really don't say much and have very little street cred. You know, growing up in rich neighborhoods and going to Ivy League schools, etc., and stuff like that, it doesn't really give you the same kind of street cred I'm looking for. But I grew up in a tough neighborhood. It's not a contest. I'm just saying, give me somebody who knows the fucking streets. Give me somebody that had a hustle for a motherfucking hot dog when he was a kid and I was worried about how they're going to come up with enough scratch so they could have heat for the winter. Like I said, it's not a contest. It's not like Survivor. Survivor poverty. But if you're gonna talk the talk on network TV, maybe on cable news, etc., maybe have walked the walk. So I'm watching this, and then Fox had spent a good hours of programming leading up to this thing. Oh yeah, well, we don't know which way it's going to go, and it's going to be interesting. See, the news media and the race pimps all work together along with the government, and they hype these situations up and as a distraction. That's all it is. It's just a fucking distraction, like I've said dozens of times, to distract from what's really going on. What's really going on is we're all about, we'll talk about it tonight, somewhere about $1.5 million in debt, every individual in this country. Well, you thought it was only like, you know, a couple hundred thousand? Yeah, wrong. About 1.5, we're calling it 1.2, something like that. That's what they're distracting you from. And so the race pimps blow in. They make a lot of cash from it. Of course, they're smelling that BLM money. Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and stuff. I mean, they brought Jesse Jackson out of mothballs for this kind of stuff. Guys who've done nothing but sow fear and play the divide and conquer game. And that actually benefits the government and actually benefits elected officials who are playing the game to make sure that we all stay divided out here so we can't unite against their schemes and against them. So, and I see folks then tonight arguing on the internet, on Facebook and stuff like that, getting all emotional about, hey, did you get that emotional? I didn't see these same fucking people getting fired up about, and blacks and whites and Asians, Puerto Ricans and Hispanics, however you want to categorize people, if that's your game, putting people into little categories. I'm just talking about people in general. I didn't see these folks uniting and being outraged at what the government's done to all of us, regardless of our race and ethnicity and religious sex, etc. I didn't see the people getting fired up. But something like this gets you fired up? No fucking wonder we're all in trouble. No wonder we're toast. You're playing into the fear game. You're playing into the divide and conquer game that's constructed by politicians to keep you divided, keep you at each other's throats out there while they steal money and put you more in debt. That's what's going on. Get up off that thing. Yeah, you know what that thing is? The fucking couch. Get up off that thing. Get your head out of your ass. And stop fucking acting like the gerbil these people think you are. The test ferret. You're running around like a ferret in a maze of life. And they're up above. Watch. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's going to do exactly what we thought he would do. Nothing. And then we'll blow a dog whistle with some race stuff and piss them off. When the whole thing was rigged to start with. See, that's a very important point. You think Keith Ellison was going to let this fucking guy walk? What's going to happen? What's going to happen no matter what? They didn't even show the evidence, all the evidence in court. Chauvin barely put on a case. You know? We'll see what happens if there's an appeal, but it's all rigged. It's a protection racket. It's set up. It's theater. These things are decided even before they happen. And that's where we're at. You're being manipulated at every turn. Even by your favorite trading card heroes in the right-wing media who are stoking the flames too, doing their part to make sure Whitey is pissed off at black people and the news media, the mainstream media, make sure that black folks are pissed off at Whitey. But if you look behind the curtain, guys in government are stealing a lot of money from you and taking your rights away. But you're all fired up about some dude you didn't even know. And people are celebrating for what? You want some kind of verdict, I guess, if you identify with that. But your country's lost. Your country's lost. They stole it from you. They stole your future. They stole your kids' future. They stole your grandkids' future. And you're fucking excited. Or angry. Either way, you're either excited or angry about a racially charged verdict, etc. And you got up and you got fired up about it and you're arguing with people. Some people in the street talking about these things. And I guess if things didn't go their way, they were prepared to do a little bit more than talk. But did you get off the fucking couch in the last year, 14 months when they turned your life around. They trashed the country. Get up off that thing. Get the fuck up off that thing. And do something about that. That's how insane it is. That's why we all need to think outside the box. What that dude said on the street in Minneapolis today was spot on. Until they cut his ass off fast. I'd like to track that guy down, but I mean, he's wearing a mask. You don't know who these fucking people are. But and guys, I'll tell you, we used to always do remotes on the street in the news media. Something happened. They said, get out on the street and let's get a sense of what's going on. Get me the vibe on the street. You know, they would send my ass to like Newark today or something. Well, get down to Newark. You're the only guy with any street sense. Get down there and talk to some black people about what's going on here. I said, OK, I'll go down. They talked about being in Newark last night as a reporter. And and I was cool on the street. I was super bad. Where's that song? We still got that song queued up? I love being on the street, even as an intel or wherever. I was comfortable, man. They grow up in a tough neighborhood. It's like, all right, I'll go out. I'll talk to people. I don't give a shit. I'll talk to anybody, man. Who wouldn't take a shot at me? That's cool. I can come back and take a shot at you. And then we can have a conversation once I get your respect. I can go either way, no matter what. This is the example I was going to say. This is why they used to send us out on the street. They used to send news cameras out on the street. They call them remotes. You know, you see the bubblehead or the guy smiley tub. The guy smiley types. Yeah, I'm here. And behind me, there seems to be some unrest here, Jim. Right? They don't do it anymore because the live remotes, because the dudes like this in Minneapolis who says, yeah, man, it's not really the cops. It's the politicians. They're out there dividing all this. Nothing's going to change until we do something about these people. And then the mainstream media is like, oh, let's go to you, Sal, down there at Riot Central. They cut away. They go to another remote. And they can't control. So that's why you don't see that many live remotes anymore, because they can't control the narrative. And it's all about now. Back in the day, it was about. And back in the day, we can go just to the mid-90s. Let's talk about mid to late 90s. That far back started the change. They wanted to know what was going on the street. And a guy like that would have another minute and a half to talk. Well, not anymore, because it's all about controlling the narrative. It's all about setting the narrative, spinning the narrative, hyping the narrative, and turning perception into reality is what it's about. And keeping you divided. You understand? I'm going to say something. You may agree with it. You may not. You know me. I don't give a fuck either way. I'm still going to say it. Whether you're happy about or elated, people said, they were excited. People in Minneapolis, we are excited about the verdict. Whatever your emotions are. If you're on a high like that, or if you're on a low and you're pissed off about it, whatever it is, you're entitled to your opinion. But whatever it is, if you're emotionally charged on either end of the spectrum, good, bad, right? You've been manipulated. And you don't even realize it. Simple as that. And you have to try to figure out how you can break out of this fucking brainwashing. Because we've all been brainwashed. And you know what happens to me too? I'm no saint. I'm not infallible. I'm not intel pope. You've been played again. So until we figure out how to stop being played and how to stop being treated like gerbils, lab mice, and ferrets, and things like that, we will continue as a governed to be manipulated and let these people, let the overlords manipulate us and let them continue to be overlords with their boots on all of our necks. It's nothing to do with George Floyd. It's just a distraction du jour. And it's a great example. That's why they dispatch race pimps there as soon as they can. To sow unrest. I've seen it happen time and time again. We've all seen it happen time and time again. We just don't realize it. We just don't realize it, that it's all part of a script. It's all part of a play. And the intent is not to entertain you. It's to distract you and manipulate you. And that's my piece on the whole fucking thing. As we move on, we'll talk about some other related stories because they're interesting. But people have been asking me all day, what's your opinion on it? And that's my opinion. And I'll give you a law enforcement opinion on it from a career guy in a minute. I'll read my phone here to you, some of it. And so you get the other side. You get the other side. And those folks are the closest to it because when you read some of the things he said, and I didn't know these things. Like I said, I'm not the intel pope. I can't keep track of everything. We try to keep track as much as we can. All right, let's go into this. This is from a career guy. Okay. I watched all the evidence of the trial. And he did. Okay. That's like, you know, studying things like a professor. That's just the way he is. Dude's all about details. Smart people appreciate and delve into and examine details. They don't get their intel and their news, and they don't form their opinions from CNN, Fox, MSNBC, etc. Not guilty was the only verdict I would give. Everybody else got their opinions from CNN. No evidence of death from lack of oxygen. Oxygen level, pulse ox was 98 at death. That's above average. That's higher than mine was a week ago. If the body was found, fentanyl overdose would be the cause. Knee wasn't on the neck. 45 minutes of video that the public never saw. Oh, because of Keith Ellison. And you wonder why Chauvin's defense attorney didn't push for that. I do. I'd say, look, man, this is my life. Can we introduce the video? Nah, never see the light of day. It's rigged. It's rigged. You understand? It's not about getting a fair trial. It's about wrapping this up in a pretty little bow and then using it to divide the public. So these people can maintain power, and the power equals, hey, that gives them the right to steal from you. We'll talk about a story later, as I said. We are way in fucking debt. You're over a million dollars in debt. You didn't even realize it. And they're just getting started. The Bidens of the world. Floyd first said, I can't breathe in the backseat of the car, and then he thought he was going to die. If he was dying when the knee was on his shoulder, he wouldn't have been able to say, I can't breathe. No damage at all to the trachea or windpipe. The chief of police is a complete piece of shit. I agree with that. Police were responding to a felony. Floyd was acting crazy. And one of his co-conspirators gestured to law enforcement that he was crazy. I could go on each charge and how it didn't quantify a conviction, but why? No one cares. No one cares about facts, truth, or the cops. It's over. Yeah, and I'll tell you what. If we don't turn around and stop letting these fucking people manipulate us, it'll be over faster than you can think. Seriously. And I'm not on Derek Chauvin's fucking side or whatever. I'm on the side of, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm on the side of let's break out of this brainwashing mode and mold that these overlords have us locked into. And guess what, guys? This is techniques that have played out for thousands of years. So it's not new to the United States, although it's being deployed and employed at a rapid pace. And we need to take a step back, as I say, slow things down, almost go into slow motion and examine what's going on so we can be better prepared to chart good fucking courses for ourselves and our families. My buddy was at a great career, and maybe one day when he retires, he'll come on the show. If we still have a country, he understands it. He sees things through a different prism. I see things through a similar prism, but I think I see things differently because I'm not in law enforcement anymore. And people get upset about legal cases and judges and lawyers and things like that. And they're all playing a role in this situation. Somebody said today, the whole world is watching. Oh, okay. Are they really? You know what my whole world's doing? My fucking whole world and the people, a lot of people watching the show, their whole world is falling apart. They don't give two shits about this verdict or anything else. They're trying to put food on the fucking table. And they're trying to get the politicians to get their boot off their neck. You know, it's very prophetic. Talk about a knee on Floyd's neck. They have a knee on all of our necks. You just, you weren't upset about that. You weren't upset about that. But they hit the dog whistle. The media and the politicians hit the dog whistle and you go fucking berserk, whether you're happy or sad, whatever. It's very interesting. And it's very sad. And we talk about what Huxley said. I opened up with Huxley because play that into something. This is 1958 he's saying this stuff. And I'm supposed to come on here after Huxley. I'm supposed to follow up Huxley? I set myself up. You can't follow that up. You can't follow up. What you can do is you can promote it so people understand that this has been heading this way for a long time with propaganda and dividing us and lying to us, and we're seeing it play out. We're seeing it play out. Even the whole fucking Maxine Waters thing is a distraction. The judge played into it, and she was sent there for a reason, to distract and to make a fool out of herself, because in this country it sells. You know, you can write a 5,000 word. I've seen it happen on True Bunny. You can write a 5,000 word blowout dossier on Comey and how he set up FBI agents and used them as pawns to get Hillary Clinton off the hook. 5,000, 6,000 words I wrote. And some people read it. But then you can write a story, a two paragraph story about whatever, something stupid, you know, Anthony Bourdain or something. The tweet he had a month before his death about the Clintons. And that goes, you know, that does like almost a million. A million people read it. But 5,000 words about FBI corruption, which I think was groundbreaking. And nobody gives a shit, right? So they got it. They got your number. And they got my number. And they know that if they send Maxine Waters in, she's going to add to the freak show. And if they make it a freak show, you're not worried about who's stealing money from the fucking the circus office. Coming in through the back of the tent and ripping off the entire operation. Does that make any sense to you? It makes a lot of sense to me. And folks are out there very emotional about what's going on. That's great. It's nice to know that you have a pulse and you care about something. You know why? Because I didn't hear from you fuckers for the last 13 months. Did they put a mask on you? Or did they duct tape your fucking mouth? Sure, listen to Mama. She told me not to come here. We talked about this on Pain in the Morning on Tuesday, so I'm just going to touch on it briefly. The judge, the Chauvin judge, blasted Maxine Waters' abhorrent comments and says that they could lead to overturn the Chauvin trial on appeal. Well, we'll see how that plays out. So we talked about that. That news is just out today, but we got to jump on that 2 nights ago. But this is an interesting story. Maxine Waters requested police protection before pushing more confrontation, unrest amid the riots. So she goes to, I'm telling you, these guys are thinking, this bitch is cutting in on our actions, showing up out here. Don't they know that the FBI and the Justice Department licensed us as race pimps? Who's this bitch? Hey, work your own corner, bitch. cutting in on our shit. She went out there to rail against the police. She attended a police anti-brutality march. She had just been an anti-police march, as I said. And then she requested a police escort ahead of calling for unrest if former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was not found guilty of murder. Hey, I'm going to rail on you guys. Can I get an escort here? And I'm anti-gun, too, but you guys are carrying, right? We have to come in hot. We can't go downtown unless you guys are protecting me and you're hot. Waters requested the police officer escort her to and from the airport before she flew from Dulles International Airport near Washington, D.C. to St. Paul International Airport. According to documents, after landing in Minnesota, Waters called on protesters to get more confrontational and said, "We are looking for a guilty verdict." And she knew damn well that one was coming. Believe me. Nobody was surprised by this. Keith Ellison makes sure of that. Keith Ellison, by the way, you might remember this idiot's name. He ran the DNC. The Hillary Clinton DNC during the 2016. After that dope from Florida, the one with the poodle hair. What was her name? Deborah Poodle Hair. That dope. That criminal. One criminal after a fucking another here. It's really unbelievable. How about some police? We're talking about the police. I'm going to play some police tonight. We'll stay on Waters for a while because it's just... this is the cult of hypocrisy. She calls for a fucking... basically, I think she was calling for, hey, if this dude's not found guilty, I'm going to burn this place down again. Then she blows into town, does what she can to stoke people up, get people fired up again. That's all. Remember the dude I talked about on the street? He said, hey, man, it's these fucking politicians. It's the mayors. It's the governors. It's the politicians. People in Congress. They're the ones creating a problem. Oh, yeah. Especially when they fly him in. The guest star race pimp of the week. We played that dingbat. Waters her comments. I'm not going to play him again. She's got enough fucking free press. And again, it's all calculated. It's all calculated. And she gets a free pass. She gets a free pass from the Justice Department. Of course, because she's part of the protection racket. She can blow into town, incite a riot, try to incite a riot. She can blow into town, basically tamper with a jury, soil a jury pool, fuck up a trial, fuck up a fair trial. She can do whatever she wants. And the FBI does nothing. You know why? Because they're gutless. The FBI basically, and the Justice Department, if you look at their history through the last couple of years, they like to pick on white people. White people who aren't rich, that's their bread and butter. White people who are rich, like the Clintons, Bill Gates, and all these people, they won't touch with a 10-foot pole because they are there to protect them. But if you're a white dude like me and they see an opening, boom, they're going to kick the door in on you. If you're that other broad, the crazy broad, Congresswoman, Omar, Ilhan Omar, in Minnesota, married her brother and all this stuff, allegedly committed, I say allegedly, loosely, you could just take allegedly out and it would be fucking solid, immigration fraud to get here and stuff, and takes a lot of her campaign cash, I think it's $2 million so far, and gives it to her husband, her new husband slash boyfriend, who knows how many times this broad's been married. She makes Henry VIII look like a cloistered nun. Yeah, I mean, the FBI won't touch her. She checks off all the fucking no-no boxes for, and I know these guys because I worked with these guys. What would those boxes be, you're asking? Okay, well, I'll answer you. Number one, she's a woman. Number two, she is a minority. Number three, she's in Congress. So she basically has a license to do whatever the fuck she wants. And I'm sure there's... number four, her religion. Of course, she's a Muslim. So forget about that. You don't want Kara to come in and drop a bank safe on your... on your clean-cut ass and get chewed out by a guy like McCabe, who's in on the whole racket. So we have a gutless law enforcement, a gutless paper tiger when it comes to real corruption. But fucking with you, forget about it. All day long. Look what they've done to you in your life in the last year. And people are worried about some trial. I don't know if we're getting through to these folks, but out there. I think we're breaking in. We're getting to a few folks, and that's all we're looking for, like I talked about before, on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. A few smart people a day to join up. That's not a tough goal, right? Maybe we can reach some folks. Maybe they can teach us, you know? You learn as a person, as a man or a woman who wants to evolve and become better. You learn by teaching. You learn from others. You teach others. They teach you. It's very cyclical. Back in city, if I was on a conference call right now, somebody, that's very robust. Yes, it's very, there's some synergy there. It's very, I'll circle back offline. You teach somebody, they teach you, boom. Next thing you know, you're off to the races. That's why what I'm saying to you with all this stuff, I hope you understand. It's not meant to infuriate you, but you should be pissed off that you sat on your fucking ass for 13 months and now you're all jumping up and down when the media and the politicians tell you to. Are you a person or a puppet? That's what I'm trying to break. Break the cycle, man. Break the insanity. Remember that one broad on TV? She was like doing push-ups and running around. Stop the insanity? Yeah, fucking right. Stop the insanity. This one, a little tramp, sir. This one goes, this dedication goes on. This sweetheart dedication goes out to the Minneapolis City Council. You all remember those crazy bastards, don't you? Headline, Minneapolis City Council candidate tells rioters to burn down rich neighborhoods. Yeah, okay. But hey, that's what I was saying, right? Another distraction. A leftist Minneapolis City. Is there anybody else but a leftist out in Minneapolis at this point? City Council candidate Margarita Ortega took... Is that a real name? I'm just saying it seems strange. Margarita Ortega, that can't be a birth name. I don't know. One is a popular drink, of course, that I was not afraid to partake in from time to time. And the other is one of the top brand names for international food. So I just, who knows who these people are? Who knows if they're even fucking real? Brings up a good point. On the script, it says, enter Margarita Ortega. That's what's on the script. She comes enter stage left and exit stage right. Bring her in now. Let's stoke some more fears. We need a little bit more fear. Just a little bit. Bring in that, who we got? Margarita? Jimmy Buffett? Who's this broad? Oh, Ortega. Bring in Ortega. Stoke some more fear. Margarita Ortega took a social media session to encourage those who feel like burning shit down to make sure, that's a quote, by the way. Quote, feel like burning shit down, unquote. to make sure they did it in wealthy areas, not in the poor community. Yeah, folks, if you're going to riot and you're going to go nuts, please take... We're chartering buses, and we'll take you to other neighborhoods. Thank you. It's fucking insane. Where's the FBI? Where are the cops with this... Last time I checked, if you told somebody to go burn down a neighborhood, fucking cops would beat your door. And why aren't they at her door? Because she's part of the protection racket. She's playing a role. That's why. And a Facebook post, screenshot, tweeted by Crime Watch Minneapolis, or take us a, quote, just a personal thought, just in case y'all feel like burning shit down. The poor community is not your oppressors. FYI, Lake of the Isles has more than needed and won't be missed, unquote. In a follow-up tweet, Minneapolis Crime Watch say residents of the area have contacted the police and is being considered a credible threat. The neighborhood where she said, hey, let's go, you guys should go burn that joint down, right? They're a little concerned now. But this broad can say whatever she wants because she's part of the fucking play. The recipe called for just a little more sprinkling of fear and loathing. And enter Margarita Ortega. Ortega's comments come after the shooting of Dante Wright by Brooklyn Center Police, which has sparked a new round of protests and rioting. Boy, the guys are really backed up on their protests. Protest season's doing well. We're backed up here. There's plenty of demand, but not enough supply, I guess. Or the other way around. Just both. There's demand and supply in Minneapolis. Ortega made a follow-up post and a screenshot attempting to justify her statement because the wealthy, quote, have the insurance and means to rebuild, unquote. Well, that's good. It's always good when you're committing arson. To case the neighborhood and see who's insured and who's not. Nothing like a little insurance fraud on top of arson. And potentially other things. Of course, this broad doesn't remember. These dopes who burnt things down in Minneapolis, they killed a number of people who were trapped and charred and killed. But she has it's no problem. Because you just light shit on fire, right? Nobody ever gets hurt. That's not how it fucking works. This isn't Margarita Ortega is not watching fucking Netflix. Sometimes when you burn things down, people die. But that's okay. It's okay. You can't talk about vaccines and things like that on Facebook, but you can call for fucking riots and arson and crimes and potential homicide. That's cool. Quote, division has been created and continues not by my hands. I'm not the greedy one living in million-dollar mansions while people are sleeping in tents and on the street. Well, they're sleeping in tents and on the street, especially in Minneapolis, because you fucking burnt all the buildings down, nitwit. All they have downtown Minneapolis are tents, people sleeping in tents. Their businesses went up in flames. And now you're bitching about housing? Wait a minute, let me get this right. You want people to burn people's houses down, but now you're bitching about homeless people. Okay. She sounds like she's qualified to be on the city council out there. No surprise. Ortega has been a policy aide in Minneapolis City Hall and spent 10 years so far working in city government. Well, no wonder it's a fucking nightmare. Ortega previously said she always felt we've never really needed the police. This is who they're showcasing out there to stoke the fear wagon. I just laugh at these people because it's And you have to laugh at these people too, these communists, these maniacs. This isn't even a communist. This is an anarchist. This is an anarchist. You have to laugh at them because they're meant to send you over the edge. They're meant to stoke a prescribed response from you, either good or bad. People are listening to the show. Don't always agree with me. But either good or bad, because they want to keep pressing buttons out here. Because they have you in your little maze, your little rat maze, and they have a pretty good idea how you're going to respond to certain things, and they just get the biggest kick out of watching you run around like a damn fool and seeing if you will do what they predict you will do. It's a hell of a game for them. Another great show in the books. I can feel it. I know when these things are good. I know when they're good. Back in the garage, also known as garage. I can also tell when the show's should be over because of my voice. Especially now, if you listen to Pain After Dark on Saturday, last Saturday, you understand that we are recovering from a nightmare. It's nothing short. There's no way to sugarcoat it in this country. Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, helping us keep the lights on in the garage, in garage land, the garage band. And as I've said many times, we appreciate it. I'll break this down quick. Let's see if I can do it. There's a minute. There's about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left in this song. You're in trouble out there, folks. It's stacked up against you. I'm not the be-all, end-all. We're not the be-all, end-all. But you got to find some people that are telling you the truth. Some people have enough fortitude and guts to tell you the truth. And take a financial hit. Do you know how much money we could make if we were fucking lying? Like all the people on Fox, with big podcasts and radio shows now who lie to you? Sure, they might tell you 70% of the truth. It's the other 30% that'll fucking fry you. It's already frying you. If you went out and got a vaccine based on these idiots telling you it was safe and you're dead now, it's too late. You need to have intelligence to counter everything else you're hearing. If everybody out here was telling the truth, we'd all be prosperous. It would be the land of milk and honey. It's not, except for the haves. So you need to arm yourself with good intelligence. That's what we're trying to do here. So you have a baseline of truth for you and your crew. Fuck's sake. They're going to take it all. I said this in March 2020 when I was on a podcast. A couple different podcasts. People said, what do you think's going on? I said, they're going to take it all. Oh, what do you mean they're going to take it all? They're going to take the White House? No. White House. Fuck the White House. They're going to take all your money. They're going to take everything you have. They might even come for you. Well, they've come for you with needle in hand. Now, you can decide on whatever you want, but you better have a good intelligence. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're only looking for a few smart people a day to join up. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. A few smart people a day. Is that you? Big question. Make an investment in the truth for a change instead of wasting time with these paid liars. Anyway, we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. If you're listening on those platforms, you notice that you're not getting the ads for the platforms because we're offering now basically a completely ad-free experience on those platforms for the podcast. And then for the public podcast, we're piping those spots in to get people to support us. So if you're on the platforms, like, hey, I don't hear this guy using 10 minutes of airtime every day talking about something that I'm already a part of. So there you go. So if you want to get in on this thing, it's an ad-free experience for the time being. I mean, it was, we're trying that. I kind of like the way it goes, the way it's working out. So, and as I say to you folks every day at the end of the show here, and I wouldn't be here without the big man, take care and God bless you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and all the good times really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on for microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell, with no kind of chance for the flag, the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the Liberty Bell. Make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over.